Mary had a little lamb,
The Pope. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
If you were going into a completely crowded situation where people are essentially falling all over each other, then you wear a mask. But any other time, if you're vaccinated and you're outside, put aside your mask. You don't have to wear it.
I don't have to wear it. I don't have to. We did it, everybody. We did it. Okay, so that was the latest until the latest. Now we have an update on the update. The update yesterday, or what, you know, this morning, was if we were indoors, if we were outdoors. It's all so confusing. No, it's very simple. If you were outdoors, unless you were like falling all over each other and, you know, like a giant scrum, then you did not have to wear a mask. If you are completely vaccinated and 14 days out from your second dose, you do not have to wear a mask outside.
Dirty little secret, I never wore a mask outside.
Okay, I just never did. I never wore a mask outside. I don't know why I would wear a mask outside. I just never did wear a mask outside. But now the CDC says that vaccinated people can end mask use indoors, outdoors, and we don't have to social distance. Oh my God. Whoa. Hey. Oh, hey. Oh, hey. Oh. Now I'm all freaked out because, you know, for the longest time I didn't wear any makeup to go to the grocery store. So there you have it. Don't throw your mask away like I just did. That's not a good thing. You should actually give your mask now. I can't believe this. Give your mask now to an anti-vaxxer. No, I'm not kidding. Not just because they won't get vaccinated. No. There is a conspiracy theory on top of the conspiracy theory. Yes. So the people who didn't want to wear masks at all ever now might want to wear masks, they think, because they believe this conspiracy theory, which comes in several flavors, okay? Comes in all different, flavors and sizes and shapes. But more or less, it says that those of us who are vaccinated, we're shedding. We're shedding like a German shepherd. We're just shedding. We're shedding like, my little brown dog. We're shedding like that. And that what we're shedding is the mRNA that's in the vaccine. We're shedding it. And it's causing infertility for women. This is like right out of Handmaid's Tale. You understand? You understand this? They're saying that the shedding, I'm shedding. That I'm shedding this mRNA and that the mRNA is causing women to become infertile. It's also causing them to have very heavy cycles. They're cycling and it's very heavy. And, they need have you seen these commercials now? You know, the crap that, listen, when we grew up with the tampon commercials, I thought that was like really bad because remember they had like the Always Woman? Do you remember the Always Woman? Yes, everybody remembers her. She was on the box of pads, okay? We were told to sit in it all day. You want to know why I get like aggravated easily? Yeah, we were told to sit in it all day. Okay, and then they would put, on top of this insult, they would put a woman in a three-tiered chiffon dress on the beach, on the box of pads. And they named it stuff like Always. Like you were never going to get a break. It was never going to end. And then the tampons, the Kotex security tampons, what, I was supposed to just throw them around? This is before the Ring doorbell. It would keep you safe from intruders. I don't understand. But now they got these commercials where they're literally talking to our girls and they're saying, you need this gel pad, okay? You need a gel pad, like a mouse. You need to just put your little gel pad mouse, you know, like this, in your panties there for the gush. They actually call it that now. And they have a girl, you know, she's like, I don't know, 12 on the TV, and she's sitting there and she's just doing her whatever she's doing. And then all of a sudden she goes, like that. Like she stood up and her uterus fell out into the gel pad. Anyway, that is what they're saying is caused by the gush, okay, is caused by me shedding virus. Can you believe this? And that if you're near me because I've been vaccinated without a mask, right, you could have a miscarriage is what could happen. This is the new conspiracy theory. So the anti-maskers are now ready to start wearing masks.
Oh!
So I say, let's sell them to them. Because God knows we all got supplies that will last always. Hell, I'll pose in a three-tier chiffon dress on the beach, put it on a box and tell them, you know, these are the masks you need to wear always. Holy, so the anti-vax world, who was also anti-mask, is now pro-mask, but still anti-vax. Just keep up.
Oh!
Everybody keep up with it. I can't keep up with them. I cannot keep up with them. But their websites are being banned because they're spreading false, you know, information, conspiracy theories. But they are telling their followers, their sycophants, their lemmings, their freaks, their clowns, their insane clown posse, they're telling them to avoid people with the vaccines, quote, forever. Forever. So this is like the woman in the dress with the always, right? I'm like, it's unbelievable. But this is what one of these prominent anti-vaxxers wrote. She said, there's something being passed from people who are shot up with this poison. Who are shot up with it. To others who have not gotten the shot. Oh, this is actually an anti-vaxxer pediatrician. And he was on a live stream. This is not the woman Judy I was thinking of. Judy is a Canadian sovereign citizen. Judy is an anti-vaxxer too. She's the one that did Plandemic. Remember that? That the whole pandemic was planned. It was, you know, it's like a false flag, but it really happened kind of thing. Anyway, she was kicked off a plane because she would not wear. Anyway, so this is Larry. Larry said, I've been vaccinated even though it's not a vaccine. No, he said that people who have been vaccinated, I can't really understand it because he doesn't write in English, but he wrote, they should have a, quote, they should also have a badge on their arms that say, I've been vaccinated even though it's not a vaccine, so we know how to avoid them on the street and not to go near them anywhere in society, ever. And on 4chan, there's people that are just, you know, what do I do? What do I do? And the conspiracy theorists are out there and they're saying, okay, the mask could now become your salvation. And somebody was so perplexed on the fringe, you know, on the 4chan, so asked fellow Anons if they should, quote, wear a mask around the vaccinated because they shed the mRNA stuff. And I am going to be watching these vaccine shedding stories like a hawk. Is my family going to need to wear masks to protect ourselves from the vaccinated? And they're coming to a consensus that they do need to wear the mask to protect themselves from the vaccinated. So don't throw your masks away, even though, you know, you did everything by the book. You kept the hospitals from reaching maximum capacity and looking like India's hospitals. You've seen India's hospitals, right? Yeah. So that's why we were doing what we were doing, to not overwhelm the hospital, so that people who needed a broken leg set, or people who needed cancer treatment, or people who had children that needed, surgeries, that there would be beds for them. That's why we did it. But you have all these extra masks, give them to the anti-vaxxers because they want them.